The Big Story from the Straits Times on Money FM 89.3.
You're watching The Big Story with Haryanto Diman. I'm Olivia Quay, coming to you live from the Straits Times newsroom. We discussed the new COVID-19 temporary measures bill, which bars social gatherings of any size. In a Facebook post last night, Environment and Water Resources Minister Mazakos Zulkifli said that authorities won't hesitate to issue written stern warnings, which will lead to a fine, to those who still continue to gather in public. Now, to enforce these new stricter safe distancing measures, a new COVID-19 temporary measures bill was passed in Parliament.
The bill also allows a minister to prohibit events and gatherings or impose conditions on how they are conducted and on the participation in such activities. This enables us to better regulate events and gatherings, including those that take place on private properties. For example, we had earlier required certain events and mass gatherings to be deferred or cancelled. We will now also disallow social gatherings of any size in both private and public places. This would include having private parties or gatherings with families or friends not living together at home or in public places such as parks and HDB void decks. For our enhanced safe distancing measures to work, we need members of the public to take the measures seriously. Therefore, failure to adhere to the measures without a reasonable justification will constitute an offence. The penalties are aligned with those under the Infectious Diseases Act. For first-time offenders, the penalty is a fine of up to $10,000 or an imprisonment of up to 6 months, or both. For second or subsequent offences, the penalty is a fine of up to $20,000 or an imprisonment of up to 12 months, or both.
If you're caught flouting the law, penalties are aligned with those under the Infectious Diseases Act. First-time offenders can be fined up to $10,000 or jailed up to 6 months or both. For subsequent offences, the penalty is a fine of up to $20,000, up to 12 months jail or both.
The new law will also allow the government to requisition land, property or services needed to ramp up healthcare capacity and public health capabilities, which Mr. Gan said may be necessary if the number of COVID-19 cases continues to rise.
To discuss more, we have Assistant Political Editor Lim Yen Liang. Now, Yen Liang, how can authorities enforce the law? Say if a private social gathering is held in someone's home, for instance, would it be an invasion of privacy?
So, yes, home is a private sanctuary, but the COVID-19 temporary measures bill passed yesterday gives enforcement officers wide-ranging powers to prevent private social gatherings from taking place, given that COVID-19 threatens public safety and can overwhelm Singapore's medical system if tough measures are not put in place to slow the virus's spread. This is why there is a need for the circuit breaker in the first place, because significantly reducing the interaction of people, both in public and in private, can help to curb transmission. So in this instance, the law supersedes your ability to do as you please, even if this is in your own home.
Well, before we move on, Yen Liang, it's important to differentiate what sort of social gatherings break the law in the first place. So could you give us some examples?
Sure. The bottom line that Health Minister Gan Kim Yong laid out in Parliament yesterday is that social gatherings of any size, be it in private or in public, are now disallowed. This includes any private parties or gatherings, as long as they involve family or friends that do not stay with you in the same household. So birthday parties, housewarmings, class reunion gatherings, barbecues, mahjong sessions at your condo, all these are very clearly not allowed during this 1 month circuit breaker period. So if you say, PM Lee said I can go down and exercise in the park, maybe that means I can hold a small informal gathering at East Coast Park. Then I'm sorry to say Mr. Gan was also very clear yesterday that gatherings at parks and HDB void decks are also clearly prohibited at this time. Basically, you need to ask yourself if the social contact is confined to those living under the same roof as you. If it includes anyone outside this tight circle, then it is disallowed. This includes your child's private maths tutor, your cleaner that comes once a week, and so on.
And I just want to jump in there. It's interesting you noted that there may seem to be a little loophole right there, you know, for some to use the excuse of, oh, I'm going to the parks, to the stadiums, under the pretext of exercising. Are the authorities doing anything on this front?
Well, if exercise is being used as a pretext, it will easily fall apart and under any kind of scrutiny by enforcement officers who have been deployed on the ground in large numbers to ensure that the measures are being observed. Among the powers granted by the new law are powers of investigation and powers to demand a person's name and address for the purpose of deciding whether circuit breaker measures are being complied with. This means an enforcement officer can demand that you show him or her your IC or other proof of identification, and he can also demand that you produce any other document you have in your possession. The officer can also enter any premise, by which means including a private home, without a warrant and using force if necessary to search and inspect a place and seize evidence as required. So in the scenario you've outlined, this means that an officer can compel you and your friend to show your ICs and easily determine whether the two of you indeed stay together. And if not, you would be breaking the law. And if you fail to cooperate with the officer's questions or purposely give a wrong answer, then that is considered an offence.
Well, Yan Liang, if people continue to flock to the parks and other public areas, do you think there'll be more measures implemented to further clamp down on the overcrowding of these places?
Well, first, it's actually quite clear that parks and stadiums are not supposed to be safe havens where the new law doesn't apply, but simply a place where you can go to do some quick exercise, either alone or with your immediate family that you live with. Mr. Gunn has also said that a strong signal will be sent to those who are egregious in flouting the measures, as they are putting not only themselves, but others at risk. So although enforcement officers will, of course, look at the facts of the case carefully, including whether there were reasonable explanations for non-compliance. However, if there is a flagrant flouting of the rules, you know, a few bad eggs can actually spoil it for everybody. The minister can actually amend the control order to include parks and stadiums by simply publishing the new order in the Government Gazette and presenting it to Parliament.
Well, thank you so much, Yan Liang, you know, for your invaluable insights right there. I think we've learned a lot from this interview with Yan Liang.
Absolutely.
And things are certainly made clear right now. For more news and videos, do log on to straitstimes.com. Also, do let us know what you're up to at home during this circuit breaker via Instagram stories with the hashtag StayHomeWithST. Once again, I'm Haryanto Diman with Olivia Kuei. Join us tomorrow for more stories on The Big Story.